That is Wilson Contreras right here on 93.7 WEEI. Rich Certainly, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and you can give us a call at 617-779-7937 or on the Odyssey app. You can press that microphone button, leave us a message, launch us a take grenade. We played around 5 o'clock, but we are in a strange spot with these Boston Red Sox. And I'll tell you what, it's a great spot to be in if you consider where this team was 3 weeks ago.
They lowered expectations so far. We'll take two games under, baby.
Real quick, before we get to our guests, you had an amazing stat, and that was that, June 14th, this team was 14...
June 24th.
June 24th, okay. And what was your stat? Was that
They were 14 games under. No team in baseball history has come back to make the playoffs that bad, that late in the year, since the 1914 Boston Braves. Mm-hmm. So, now Ted pointed out very astutely, they have three wildcard teams now. Things are a little different. So, mm-hmm. in the modern era, maybe that's not as impressive. But still, factually, it would be historic.
Absolutely. And, by the way, we were at the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And a gentleman who is about as inside as it gets, one of our favorite insiders that we have here on the show, Bob Nightingale from USA Today joins us. And Bob, first of all, thanks for coming out with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
So Bob, as we were just saying, no one would have ever expected that this Red Sox team would be in this position right now where, God forbid, they're going to be buyers potentially. What are you hearing and what do you think this Red Sox team will do as the trade deadline approaches?
I think they will be buyers. The way they're playing, down the stretch, just that 16 game stretch, went nuts. Whether it went 14-2, that 9-0 road trip, it'd be crazy to sell. I mean, you're right there, and it's not like they're in the National League. They don't have to beat out the Dodgers or the Phillies or Atlanta. The American League's wide open. There's no super team out there, so all you gotta do is just get into the dance. And they could be playing the World Series.
Knowing Craig Breslow and the way that he operates and really the position he's in right now, where a couple of weeks ago, his job was in jeopardy and may still be, how do you think he is going to act coming up to this trade deadline? And do you think they will be aggressive or is it going to kind of be some half measures as we've seen this team make in the past?
Probably more a half measure, but you can say that about a lot of teams. It's not like they're going in after Turks Kuba and, they don't need Robbie Ray or things like that. They're just not a whole lot out there. So that's why I say, there's no reason to be, real aggressive. All they can do is, stay healthy and stay the course, perhaps get, Crochet back, get Story playing better, that sort of thing. And you never know, but that thing's so wide open. I mean, there's what 23 teams within a playoff spot right now.
Who of the sellers? Who's an obvious seller, Bob? And like that would be as obviously they need a bat and probably a right-handed bat. What are the candidates out there? What teams should they even be thinking about? If you're a Sox fan, like, oh, this is an obvious team. We should check out their roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two big ones, of course, the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Could they go after a Luis Arraez there? Jung-Hoo Lee, the outfielder, do they want to spend that kind of money? Matt Chapman, do they really want to spend over $100 million to get him? And he does have a no-trade clause, that sort of thing. I think Lindor could be available at some point. I just don't see them trading him now. Maybe the Mets trade him in the offseason. There's smaller candidates too, whether it's a Mickey Moniak, those type of guys, out of Colorado or a Jake McCarthy.
Hey Bob, since the three wild card teams been implemented in 2022, is it just much harder to make a trade of any real significance at this time of year because it feels like everyone's in it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like 60 transactions last year at the deadline. But, it's a seller's market. I mean, people say, who's going to be the winner, winner, loser, the trade deadline? Well, the winner is going to be whoever sells because you're getting a lot more for your players than you normally would. Look at just a couple of years ago when Arizona Diamondbacks barely got in, Texas Rangers blew the division lead the last weekend. And those are the two teams in the World Series. Cleveland was dead and buried last year, in August, even sold. But, then they're in the playoffs. So it's wide open.
Chad Tracy, we've had a lot of discussions about the job that he's done so far, and I personally think that, you know, if you take a look at how this team did not fold and the team did not turn on each other and become apathetic, which many teams that are that far out will usually do, I give the manager credit. When you take a look at the job Chad Tracy's done, how would you measure his performance up to this point?
Well, I think he's done a very good job in the sense that, you know, when things were kept going bad, it looked like, you know, like you referenced to June 24th, they could easily quit and say, okay, we're done. Where are we going to be trading next? And for them to just, you know, have the belief that they can come back and do that, you know, that's a testament to Tracy. So yeah, I would think if they make the playoffs or certainly come close, I would think you might as well, you know, keep the job. Yeah, I really would. But took it to make the playoffs, you gotta hang on to them.
So, Bob, we had Buster only on a couple of, man, it was when things were at their worst. It was probably like 6 weeks ago, maybe. And he was saying that even when they were at their worst at that point, that ownership had been making calls trying to find a big bat. Have you heard anything about that? And how strange is that, that ownership would be going over the heads and making those phone calls?
Yeah, you don't hear that. I think when Buster reported that, you know, I haven't talked to Buster about it, but it was right after the owners' meetings. So the owners talk all the time, and they'll say, hey, what about a trade here? Just kind of play an armchair quarterback. You know, at those owners' meetings, as much as there's a big rivalry between the Yankees and Red Sox, those guys hang around the most, talk to each other, having some adult beverages, the Yankees and the Red Sox, you know, front office and ownership. So it could have been something like that where, you know, owners are doing that. They'll do that, you know, among themselves. And then, of course, you know, go back to their own GM and say, hey, what do you think? You know, I talked to so-and-so, and he might be intrigued about something.
Bob, do you think it's inevitable that this labor dispute's going to end up in a lockout? And how do you think that impacts the trade deadline here for some teams? Are they more aggressive because of it or less aggressive?
Yeah, what I've heard from talking to GMs is just that they'll be less aggressive trading away young prospects. Say there is a salary cap. Those guys can be more valuable than ever because they're not making money, and you need those guys if you do need to slash payroll, that sort of thing. So just that those guys are more valuable. Otherwise, I don't think it would have much of an impact at all. And I really believe there'll be a season next year. We'll see if it's 162 games. But I do believe there'll still be, you know, at least 140 games played.
We're talking to Bob Nightingale. And Bob, are you hearing anything, any details about how the Red Sox just sent Roman Anthony down to Florida away from the team after his hand injury? Do you know any more details about that, and what does that mean to you that after all this time they've said you're going down to Florida, come back when you're better? Like, what do you read from all this?
I think just to get away with, you know, getting him away from answering questions all the time, people asking how you're doing, that sort of thing, and maybe just, you know, on his timetable and maybe more of a mental rest than anything else. You know, without being constantly asked about it, whether it's by reporters, coaches, his teammates, you know, that sort of thing. That's all. I mean, I saw him a lot in the, you know, WBC, you know, that wasn't, I mean, it wasn't an issue at all. So I don't know what happened when he got back in the WC, you know, if his workouts compound the problem, you know, or something else. But yeah, maybe it might be just more of a mental break than anything else.
This is strange. I have to admit, I mean, it's so weird because the injury isn't like anything I've seen before, and it seems like it's a pain tolerance thing. Have you heard anything more about, like, what it is and what they expect as far as when he comes back and what the attitude of management is about all of this happening?
No, I'm sure they got to look and say, okay, what do we do wrong here? Why is this taking so long? You know, was he swinging too much? You know, what were you guys doing here? So, and you see that. You're seeing that more and more times where, you know, teams are misdiagnosing something or just the wrong, you know, cure, what have you. So I think it's actually smart having him get away to Florida and just, you know, come back at his own timetable, make sure he's 100% without feeling pressure to, hey, I got to come back now to help this team. And this valuable, got the big contract and everything else.
All right. Well, Bob Nightingale from USA Today, awesome having you on, and it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks here. I know that none of us expected to be talking about this team possibly buying at the trade deadline, but nonetheless, it'll be interesting to see what Breslow does.
Yeah, no, it's wide open. Like I said, particularly American League, you get in the dance, you could be playing in late October.
Awesome. Well, thanks much, Bob Nightingale. Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you,
guys.
So, Kent, who is Baseball Brett? Because you were texting me about this with Roman Anthony. I have no idea who this Baseball Brett. Do you know anything about this?
No clue.
Okay. Apparently, he was on Greg's show.
He's a friend of Greg's and friend of mine. I mean, we've hung out a few times, so I can say we're friendly. But Baseball Brett, best I can describe it, is he's just in the know. He's around the Red Sox. He is around the team. I don't want to blow his cover. He goes by Baseball Brett when he calls into the morning show, and he's a frequent contributor to Greg's show.
Jason Veritek.
He's not Jason Veritek.
Okay, all right.
He just is, he's around the Red Sox, so he's informed. He's briefed on a lot of things. I trust him. I know that he knows what he's talking about. And he made an appearance today where he said some interesting things about the Roman situation that I believe are a reflection, maybe not directly, but at least sort of directly, about how Roman is feeling about where things stand.
Okay.
So I think it's worth playing a little clip of it back here because I think it says a lot. And
is his name really Brett, or is this someone using a fake name?
No, his name is Brett.
Okay.
He just the last name is not named to protect the innocent sort of thing. You know?
Okay, but you trust that this person is extremely close to Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, we were down in spring training, and Brett was there. He was at the facility, and he's around.
With the team. He was with the team.
I mean, not directly. He doesn't work for the team.
Okay, but he was on the other side of the rope. Like, he wasn't like a fan.
Yes.
He was like around the team. All right, well, that's interesting. And he called Greg and gave some inside info on Roman Anthony.
Oh, I got this. Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, Stiz, we got that. We can play that when we get back. All right. 2 minutes. We'll be right back with that audio.